KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, it's clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In area news, a workshop covering Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and SSI benefits and employment will be held next month in Atlantic. Cass County Mental Health General Relief Coordinator Teresa Canning says the event, which explains how a person can earn significant income and still protect their medical benefits, will take place May the 14th at the Cass County Center of Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic. Workshop registration begins at 8:30 a.m. on that date, with presentations starting at 9 and concluding by 4 p.m. Canning said as of yesterday, 20 seats were still available for the training program, which will be presented by Michael Walling.
He goes over Social Security, disability, SSI, Medicaid, and Medicare, what their benefits are and how they work, and helps people understand those benefits. And I think it would be a very good training for lots of people who are working in the service system.
Walling, who has a master's in education, is the author of The Guide to Social Security Benefits and Work Incentives and other publications on SSA benefits. He's regarded as an authority in teaching the subject to beneficiaries and professional novices in a plain English yet interesting style. The seminar will cover how benefits impact employment first initiatives, what is countable earned income, how to manage benefits to avoid the loss of medical benefits, when can work incentives reduce the amount of SSA counts, the amount of income that SSA counts, and how much a person can earn. Other topics include the four conditions required to terminate from SSDI while working, how a person can earn over $31,300 and maintain their eligibility for SSI and Medicaid, also how someone earning more than $1,040 per month can still receive SSDI and Medicare, and whether or not a person is receiving the correct information and proper benefit plan from a benefit counselor. Registration is $75 per person if completed by May the 1st, or $98 per person on or after May the 1st. You can register online at www.benefits-training.com, or for more information, call 610-696-1551. All that information is on the same story under our website on the news tab at kjan.com. News time is 8:05.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton Board of Education held a special meeting Monday evening at the high school in Elkhorn. Exira EHK Superintendent Dean Snow says their first order of business was to approve an appointment to fill a vacancy position on the school board until the next election.
We needed to find somebody that would replace Mark Smith in District 1, and we had talked with a couple of individuals, and then we had John Leader. Said that he was interested in the position and that he was also thinking about looking down the road of actually running for a school board position. So it kind of worked out really nice.
The board approved a leader to fill the slot until the next election. And since Smith was the school board president and Kevin Peterson took over as president when Smith left the district, the board took action on electing a vice president Tuesday as well.
The board elected Tammy Fahn.
Snow said that the EHK school board also approved a resolution calling for a change in the way board members are elected from five directors to at-large.
Really what it's boiling down to is we're just saying that, you know, we're already allowing all of the patrons in the school district to vote for the board members. Now we're saying that we're not really as concerned, even though we still want to keep a concentration of board members representing the whole district. It really doesn't matter where they live now. They can live anywhere in the school district and be voted on if the resolution gets approved, and then it would take effect come September.
The voters will have the final say on the proposed change, along with a reorganization vote with the Exira Community School District. Snow said the board approved the setting of June the 25th as the date for a special election on reorganization.
We had to make sure that both boards had made an official action that June 25th is going to be the set date for the election for the two school districts and that, and it's going to be a big day for both school districts, and we hope the best because there is some real good future things to be looking at and all that with these two school districts coming together.
He said the Exira School Board is expected to follow suit in approving the June 25th date during a special brief meeting to be held early next week. The meeting will most likely take place Monday morning, according to Schnoes. In other business, the EHK Board approved a renewal of driver's education contracts for four men from Atlantic and the list of seniors to graduate next month. Officials of Iowa College Aid report a team of students from Trainer High School is the first place winner in the second annual Iowa Financial Literacy Program Video Clip Challenge. Students Taylor Anderson, John Beckman, Logan Huff, and Wesley Masterson, under the guidance of their teacher, Jennifer Travis, created the video, Financial Integrity and Responsibility Begins in High School, about the importance of making smart financial decisions. As a result of their winning entry, Trainer High School will be awarded a $1,000 technology grant courtesy of Iowa Bankers Association, and the students will receive $250 for their team to share courtesy of EverFi Incorporated. Iowa College Aid, Iowa Bankers Association, and EverFi Incorporated conducted the challenge during the month of April as part of Financial Literacy Awareness Month to promote financial education among young people. Iowa high school students were challenged with creating short videos up to 5 minutes in length to inform their peers about a financial literacy topic. The winning video from the Trainer High School, as well as those receiving honorable mention from Southeast Polk and Clayton Ridge High School, can be accessed from the Iowa College Aid's website at www.iowacollegeaid.gov. And you can find a link to that under this same story on our webpage. More information about the Iowa Financial Literacy Program is also available at that same website or by calling Iowa College Aid at 877-272-4456. And a July trial has been scheduled for a former Sioux City High School band instructor, or director, that is, accused of stealing school instruments. 39-year-old Kevin Massey of Sergeant Bluff will go on trial July 23rd. Massey has pleaded not guilty to felony theft. He resigned from his job at North High School and agreed to pay $5,000 in restitution to the school district. School officials became aware of the matter after another teacher shopping for musical instruments online noticed that some of them looked familiar. Sioux City police say Mackey took the instruments to cover gambling debts. Police have recovered more than five dozen instruments from three pawn shops. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the father of the two Boston bombing suspects says he hopes to leave Russia soon en route to the United States. Anzor Sanayev talked to reporters this morning. His wife says that she's not sure if she'll go with him because she's concerned about a shoplifting charge she faces in the U.S. from last summer. The Senate expects to hear today from federal officials investigating the Boston bombing marathon attack before suspect Zokhar Zanayev was read his constitutional rights. Investigators say he told them that his brother Tamerlan only recently recruited him to take part in the bombings. Tamerlan was killed last week in a shootout with police. A fire is finally out on two fuel barges on the Mobile River in Mobile, Alabama. Officials were forced to stay away from the blaze overnight because of repeated explosions that made it too dangerous to deal with. The first couple of blasts last night critically injured three people. Former First Lady Barbara Bush is brushing aside talk of a run for the White House by her son Jeb. In an interview on NBC's Today Show, Mrs. Bush was asked how she felt about the former Florida governor seeking the presidency in 2016. She said, quote, "We've had enough Bushes." The Bushes are in Dallas today for the dedication of the George W. Bush Presidential Library. And overseas, the death toll has passed 200 now in the collapse of a garment factory building in Bangladesh. Rescue workers continue the search through the rubble. Officials say police had ordered the building evacuated when huge cracks appeared before Wednesday's disaster, but they say those orders were ignored, and more than 2,000 people had to keep working. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Stephen Kahn, age 65 of Lewis, died Monday. Memorial services for Steve Kahn will be today at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Harbach, age 95 of Templeton, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for William Harbach will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Merritt Bauer, age 95, of Bridgewater, died Sunday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Merritt Bauer will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Marion Kopf, age 89, of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Marion Kopf will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Catherine Graham Memorial Chapel in Waterloo. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Thomas Butcher, age 60, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Thomas Butcher will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard Andrews, age 72, of Exira, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Richard Andrews will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Chapel in Atlantic. Larry Ward Sr., age 73, of Wyota, died Monday. Graveside services for Larry Ward Sr. will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dean Linden, age 62, of Harlan, died April 18th. Graveside services for Dean Linden will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bobby Dean Stahl, age 81, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Private graveside services for Bobby Dean Stahl will be held Saturday in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Gaylord Pauly, age 97, of Las Vegas and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gaylord Pauly will be next Monday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Bob Krauth, age 75, of Messina, died February 27th. Celebration of life services for Bob Krauth will be on May the 4th at 2:30 p.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.